So let's review. The Mishnah continues, Shachat chulin befnim v'kachim machutz, einem etamas beveis habliya. If a kohen did shechita on an oif chulin inside the Beis HaMikdash, or he did shechita on an oif kachim outside or inside the Beis HaMikdash, in all these cases, the shechita psula removes tumas nevela. However, malik chulin befnim v'kachim machutz, metama beveis habliya. If he did malika on an oif chulin inside or outside the Beis HaMikdash, or he did malika on an oif kachim outside the Beis HaMikdash, in all these cases, the malika psula does not remove tumas nevela. The Gemara first discusses the source for Malika's Kachim Bifnim, Einim Metamim Beveis Habliya. If a Kohen did a proper Malika on the Oiv Kachim inside the Beis HaMikdash, even though Malika generally renders a bird Nevela, nevertheless, Rechata Sa'if itself understood that there is no Tumas Nevela because, as Rashi explains, the Hutra Lekahanim Gzeres HaKasif, since the Pasuk permits the Kohen to eat the meat, certainly there is no Tumas Nevela. While regarding Malika's Oila Sa'if Bifnim, whose meat is burned on the Mizbeach, the source that there is no Tumas Nevela is in the following pasuk in Parshas Emor. V'chol nefesh asher teichel nevela b'treifa v'chibes b'gadav v'rochatz b'mayim b'tamei ad'ar b'tar. The pasuk refers to Nevela Sa'if Tar, the Nevela of a kosher bird, which is metame only through achila, eating, but not through mago masa, contact or carrying. And as Rashi explains, the word treifa is superfluous, and it's not needed to teach that a live bird that is treifa causes tumas nevela, because if we hold treifa chaya, if we hold that a treifa is considered alive, there is no tumah. And even if we hold him treifa in the chaya, hare b'chlal nevela, if we hold the treifa is considered dead, it becomes tumah because it's considered nevela. Maybe the word treifa is used to make a hekesh from treifa to nevela as follows. Ma treifa shema teresa se iser, af nevela shema teresa se iser. Just as it being treifa does not eliminate any iser from the oif, so too only an act of nevela that does not eliminate any iser is subject to tumas nevela. Yatsa malika shehi lifnim hoil vihi materas as iser ein metame begun beveis abliya. This excludes the malika of an oil as oif, an act of nevela that permits the meat to be burned on the mizbeach, and this malika does remove tumas nevela. And accordingly, in the three cases of malika's oif psula, kachim machutz v'chulin beim bifnim beim machutz, since this malika does not eliminate any yisr, it does not remove tumas nevela. And from this hekesh, we also derive the source for the three cases of shchitas oiv psula, shchitas chulin lefnim, v'kachim beim mebefnim beim mebachutz. Because the hekesh also teaches ma treifa shava befnim kibachutz, af nevela shavis befnim kibachutz. Just as the issur treifa applies to both inside and outside the Beis HaMikdash, so too only an act of nevela that applies to both befnim ubachutz is subject to tumas nevela. Yotza shchitas chulin befnim hoil b'lei shava befnim kibachutz imetam v'gadma beis abliya. This excludes oiv chulin that had shchita befnim, because since tumas nevela does not apply to oiv chulin that had shchita b'chutz, and even if it was shchitas treifa, there is no tumas nevela. Therefore, tumas nevela also does not apply to shchita befnim. The Gemara explains regarding shchitas kachim b'chutz im hoyilu loy shchitas chutz l'chayiv ikaris toy loy l'tara midei nevela. Since if one shechs an oiv kachim b'chutz, the shchita is effective somewhat, and that he is punished with karis for the issur shchutei chutz. Therefore, the shchita also removes tumas nevela. And therefore, regarding shchitas kachim bifnim, hayl v'lei shavu bifnim ki b'chutz, in metam b'gadma beis abliya. If an oif kachim has shchita bifnim, there is no tumas nevela, because since tumas nevela does not apply to an oif kachim that has shchita b'chutz, therefore tumas nevela also does not apply to shchita bifnim. The Gemara asks, however, if so, in the case of mala kachim b'chutz, we should say in metam b'gadma beis abliya, because to lei shavu bifnim ki b'chutz. Since tumas nevela does not apply to oif kachim that had malika bifnim, therefore tumas nevela should not apply to malika b'chutz. The Gemara explains, Amar Rav Simi bar Ashi, dan and davish lei bechsheri midavish lei bechsheri. Vein dan and davish lei bechsheri midavish bechsheri. We only derive shchitas pnim from shchitas chutz because both shchitas are pasul, but we did not derive malikas chutz from malikas pnim because one malik is pasul while the other is kasher. Zok the Mishnah, malik v'nimtzis treifa. If the kohen did malika on an oiv kachim or shchita on an oiv chulin, and then discovered that the bird is a treifa, there is a three-way machlekes. Remeir holds regarding both shchitas and malikas treifa, einan metamim beveis abliya. There is no tumas nevela on the bird. Rehuda holds regarding both shchitas and malikas treifa, metamim beveis abliya. There is tumas nevela on the bird. While Rabbi Yossi holds, it depends. Shchitas treifa, einan metamim beveis abliya. Malikas treifa, metamim beveis abliya. And the Mishnah explains. Remeir holds shchitas and malikas treifa, einan metamim beveis abliya, because there is a kavochemer from shchitas beim treifa to shchitas oiv treifa. Im nevelas behema shemitama b'magel b'masa shchitasa mitaris treifasa mitumasa. Nevelas oiv she'ene mitama b'magel b'masa in adin shtei shchitasa mitaris treifasa mitumasa. If in a behema where tumas nevela is chomer, severe, and that one becomes tummy by contact or even by carrying the nevela without touching it, nevertheless a shchitas treifa removes the issa nevela from the behema, then in an oiv where tumas nevela is kill, lenient, and that one becomes tummy only through eating but not through magel masa, certainly shchitas treifa removes the issa nevela from the oif. And then Remeir makes a binyanav, a comparison from shchita to malika as follows. Ma metzina b'shchitas shemachsharat la'achilo u'metaharas treifas u'metumasai af malikasa shemachsharat b'achila tahatar treifas u'midei tumasai. Just a shchita that causes a heter achila for an oif chulin removes the issa nevela, so to malika that causes a heter achila for an oif kachim also removes the issa nevela. Or Biesi holds, da'ayik nevelas behema, shchitasa mitarasa b'loy melikasa. The derivative of the kavachemer in this case, nevelas oif, cannot be different than the source of the kavachemer, in this case, nevelas behema, in which only shchita removes tumas nevela but not malika. However, the Gemara asks, remeir deloy darish da'ayik, v'hoday deraisahu. How could remeir not subscribe to the concept of da'ayik? After all, there is a Torah source for it. The pasuk regarding the quarantine of Miriam states, v'yemer shem ha'maisha, v'aviyo yorek yorek b'faneha, ha'loy tekol m'shibas yamim. Kavochemer l'shchina arba asr yem. The pasuk's intent is for a kavochemer as follows. If a father showed displeasure with his daughter, the impression would last 7 days. Certainly if Hashem shows displeasure, the impression should be doubled to last 14 days. If so, why was Miriam quarantined for only 7 days? It must be because da'ayik lav min hadin li'is kenidin. The derivative, the shchina, cannot be more chomer than the source of aviyah. David, the Gemara offers a different explanation of Remeir's opinion. Remeir kra ashkach bekadarsh. Remeir's source for Malika's treifa is actually from a pasuk in Parsha Shemini. Zoyis toris habehema va'oif. Chibeizit toris shavs habehema la'oif, va'oif la'behema. In what way do behema and oif share the same halacha? We must say, ma behema davish shemachshir la'achila, metar treifasa mitumasa, af oif davish shemachshir la'achila, metar treifasa mitumasa. Just as for a behema, the shchita which causes the heter achila and the ksheir removes tumas nevela from a behema treifa, so too for a knife, the malika that causes the heter achila and the ksheir also removes tumas nevela from an oif treifa. And as Rashi explains, vafila malika is kachim, dihila shchita, b'kavachemer asilan. The pasuk refers even to malika because shchita was already derived through the kavachemer. The Gemara proceeds with Rabbi Yehuda's source for Shchitas Malikas Treifa Mitam Beves Abliya. Because the previously mentioned Pasuk states, B'chol Nefesh HaShatoicha Nevelu Treifa. Why did the Pasuk need to mention the word Treifa? Im Treifa Chaya Re Nevela Amur. If we hold that a Treifa bird is considered alive until it actually dies, then the Oif can only become Tame after it dies, and then it is anyhow a Nevela. Im Treifa Ena Chaya Re B'chol Nevela. And if we hold that a Treifa is considered dead while it's still alive, then the Oif becomes Tame before it dies because a Treifa is considered Nevela. Therefore, Rabbi Yehuda explains that treifa is needed to teach lahevi treifa sheshachto shemetama. As Rashi explains, lashem inan treifa ein chaya vein b'chal nevela. A treifa bird becomes tame while it is alive, only because of the shem treifa, not because of the nevela. And therefore, ein shchita me'elespa, shein shchita materis mishum treifa el mishum nevela. If afterward the yef was shechted, the shchita cannot remove this tuma because shchita only removes tuma that comes from the shem nevela, but not from the shem treifa. This discussion continues in the next daf.